Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart.
I am Bill Wolf.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Bill. The early morning's a little tough, huh?
What are you talking about? I love it. I wake up fresh and ready to go.
Oh, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Hey, so this is a fun part of the show. This is when we get to loosen up a little bit. We get to look at the, go past the front page, the second page, the third page, dig all the way into the newspaper and dig deep on the internet to find those little news bits and bites that you know you're going to be talking about all day long. We call it the ramble. All right, this is
best story ever.
This is a cool story or a truly disgusting story. All right, the fastest eco boat on the planet, it will attempt to break the round the world speed record next year. Now, because it's an eco boat, you're wondering, well, what kind of fuel are they going to use? What about their carbon footprint?
Yeah,
they're going to be using biodiesel.
Interesting.
Adding a little human fat to it.
Say it again.
Human fat.
And human fat.
It is the human fat of the captain, Pete Bethune. 10 liters of human fat came from his own various parts of his body.
Wait a minute.
It was removed during liposuction.
10 liters?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
What did I tell you? Cool story and a little bit disgusting. I'm not sure your story is much better here.
What are you talking about? My story is fantastic. There's always been the question. Well, I don't know. Apparently, I am told, I have read, the question is, why do female monkeys shout during sex? Well, now.
The punchlines.
See?
I'm going to censor.
All right. Actual scientists took the time to look into it and came up with the obvious conclusion. Scientists at the German Primate Center have discovered that that female monkeys shout to help their male partners climax, everybody. How you like that?
Oh, no.
As it turns out, male Barbary macaques rarely ejaculate, so the females make loud noises during sex to, you know, help them along, if you know what I'm saying. If you're wondering how they figured that out, apparently the male monkeys don't do too many pelvic thrusts as they do the act
Yes.
that we all know about and love.
Wait, there are scientists sitting around counting monkey pelvic thrusts?
Listen, if they'd have called me and said, why do the female monkeys talk during sex, I'd have given them the same answer. Not that hard to figure out.
All right, so this story is one of those that keeps on giving. It's a very disturbing story. We've all heard about Britney Spears' little sister who is pregnant at 16. Well, the mother of both of these young women,
Lynn Spears.
Yes, well, one's a child, one's a young woman. She had a book deal to write about parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn Spears' book was supposed to hit the shelves in spring of 2008, but now the publisher is saying the book is delayed indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the interesting thing. What about this publisher that's unique?
Well, first of all, I don't know who would sign her up to write a book on parenting given her eldest daughter, Brittany. However, Thomas Nelson, who was going to publish the book, specializes in inspirational books and Bibles. Hey now.
Hey now. Lynn Spears' book was supposed to be a personal account of raising high-profile kids coming from a small Louisiana community. It is put off indefinitely. Enough said.
Yeah, indefinitely as in forever. And speaking of silly stories, Terrell Owens is a wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. The quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys is called Tony Romo. He's quite a big star. He loves them famous girls, and his latest famous girlfriend is Jessica Simpson, speaking of excellent parenting. Anyway, apparently she showed up at the game last week, and Tony Romo, the quarterback and boyfriend, had himself a very bad game. And so now Terrell Owens
Yes.
has told Jessica Simpson, stay away, woman. We're trying to win a football game.
Well, apparently this has happened to Tony Romo before. Like you said, he likes the lovely ladies who are in the limelight.
Yeah.
And every time they come to play, it's kind of the Derek Jeter, Mariah Carey disease. He plays really poorly.
Yeah.
So Terrell's stepping in.
Well, right. I mean, look at me. I'm around a lovely lady in the limelight. Listen to me mumble and fumble and stumble through the ramble.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
I wouldn't blame that on me.
It's a common problem.
I think you haven't had quite enough coffee. Take a big sip while I backsell this. That's the ramble. You can find these stories and other juicy BPP goodies on our website. Take a big swig?
Yeah, well backsold, by the way.
Thank you.